Welcome to North Valley's devotional podcast for February 18th, 2021. Today we'll be reading from Genesis 20, verses 1 through 5 from the CEV. Abraham moved to the southern desert, where he settled between Kadesh and Shur. Later he went to Gerar, and while there he told everyone that his wife Sarah was his sister. So King Abimelech of Gerar had Sarah brought to him. But God came to Abimelech in a dream and said, "You have taken a married woman, and for this you will die." Abimelech said to the Lord, "Don't kill me. I haven't slept with Sarah. Didn't they say they were brother and sister? I am completely innocent." If this story seems familiar, it's because it is. Earlier in Genesis, when Abraham and Sarah flee to Egypt to escape famine, Abraham convinces Sarah to claim that she is his sister, not his wife, because he thinks that she will be taken from him because of her beauty, and if folks think he is her husband, they'll kill him. Given how that situation turned out, Abraham leaves with more wealth and there's no obvious immediate consequence, it might not be surprising that this is his strategy when he moves to a new area once again. It's a funny story and worth reading the whole chapter. Abimelech is frightened and indignant all at once that Abraham has been dishonest with him. He says to Abraham, "Look what you've done to us. What have I ever done to you? Why did you make me and my nation guilty of such a terrible sin? What were you thinking when you did this?" Genesis 29. As if his taking Sarah to be one of his wives is nothing, or wouldn't have been a problem to Sarah or Abraham. Abraham is no better. He says in response, "I did it because I didn't think any of you respected God, and I was sure that someone would kill me to get my wife. Besides, she's my half-sister. We have the same father, but different mothers." Genesis 20, 11 through 12. "In short, I didn't think any of you were good or trustworthy people, and it's only a half-lie." As it was in Egypt, Abraham faces no serious consequences for this encounter. He ends up getting paid off by Abimelech so that nobody's honor is offended. There's no mention of how Sarah fares through the ordeal or what the relational consequences were. It's clearly a threat to the promise of Abraham and Sarah having a son, yet through the whole story, God is intervening on Abraham's behalf to make sure the promise will come true. If we're looking for simplistic and moralistic answers, this isn't really our story. Abraham's self-preservation and lack of integrity are not really even called out, except by Abimelech. Abimelech isn't exactly full of integrity either, claiming no responsibility for his own abuse of strangers and power. Maybe part of understanding this story is to read it with a bit of a wry smile. Abraham, the great hero of the faith, turns out to be a mere mortal after all. He's not so perfect, but God still has his back. Abimelech isn't even really part of the faith tradition, but God shows up to him too. It's kind of a comedy of errors, and in the middle of it is the reassurance that we don't have to get it right to be in relationship with God. If we read this story without seeing the humor, it's simply a mess. But perhaps part of the challenge, even if we read through a lens of humor, is not just to laugh at Abraham and Abimelech, but to laugh with them. Not that they were laughing, but maybe we can laugh at ourselves, at our own insecurity, at our own inability to see our complicity in what's happening around us. As humans, we have a particular ability to miss our own lack of faithfulness or acknowledge our own failures. But as we look at the story of these two knuckle-headed patriarchs, maybe it opens a window to see our own short-sightedness, our own complicity, our own justification and need for security. Some questions for today. Are there places in your life that you choose self-security over trust and faithfulness? Are there things in your life that are abuses of power, but that you want to claim as justifiable because you didn't know? Do you believe that God is patient and merciful with these kind of behaviors?